Today's mitzvah is mitzvah 375, mitzvah Shin Ayin Hey. As we continue the mitzvahs of a nazir, we have spoken about the five mitzvahs related to a nazir drinking wine and related topics, and then we had the two mitzvahs related to a nazir's hair, that makes seven, and now what we have left are three more mitzvahs, another related to the hair and the process of bringing karbanas, that which we'll get to, but the two that we're up to now are the ones related to tumas meis. As we know, the three major halachas that apply to a nazir: wine, that's five mitzvahs; hair, that's two mitzvahs; and plus the last one is kind of a summary, and then the two regarded to tumas meis. So today is the first one, Perek Vav, Pasik Vav. Kol Yimei Haziro Lashem, all the days that a nazir is a nazir to Hashem. Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, he cannot go into Lo Yavo. To a Nefesh Meis, he cannot enter into. That's the language of the Pasuk, Lo Yavo. As we'll see what that means. Because the very next Pasuk says, La Avivu Li'imo La'achivu La'chaso, to his primary relatives, father, mother, brother, sister, Lo Yitam Aleba Mosam. This is the Chiddush HaTorah, that a Nazir cannot even become Tamei for one of his seven primary relatives. Even more chamor than a Kohen Hedyot. The Nazir has the same halacha here as a Kohen Gadol. The only time that he's able to become Tamei is for a Meis Mitzvah. If there is a Meis that nobody else is burying, then both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir have to make themselves Tamei. Interesting question the Gemara deals with. What if a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are walking down the street? Who is Matami themselves? Who has a higher Kedusha? Maybe Bezron will talk about that next time. But the Pasuk says the Farish. For the primary relatives, he does not but can make himself Tamei, ki Nezer Elokav al Rosho. And Kol Yimei Nizro Kadosh Hu Lashem. Then it talks about what happens if something happens suddenly. V'chi Yomus Meis Allah B'fes HaPisom. If it's an Ones. V'timei Rosh Nizro. So what does he do? Some of the halachas that we'll talk about. He has to start again. If he becomes Tamei, it wasn't his fault. But still, he became Tameh, v'gilach rosho b'yom taharaso, b'yom ha'shvi yigalchenu. He has to shave his head, he has to bring karbanos, and then he has to restart by certain types of tumas meis. But either way, Chazal, the Rambam, and the Chinuch follow him, learn out two separate mitzvahs asay. Mitzvahs los asay, specifically related to tumas meis. Number one, specifically, is today's mitzvah going into an ohel hameis. As we know, there are three ways that I can become tamei from a meis: either touching it, tumas maga; carrying it, even if I'm not touching it, tumas masa; and going into the house of a meis, being under the same roof as a meis, or being a roof over a meis. Any of those apply. If I lean over a kever, so then I am making an ohel on the kever, and I become tamei meis. So I could be the ohel, I could be under the ohel, or we could both be under the same ohel. Any of those that makes me tamei meis, that is today's iser. Today's iser is a nazir becoming tamei meis through tumas ohel. The next mitzvah, Bez Hashem, that we'll get to next time, Shinayin Vav, is all the others. All the other ways of a nazir becoming tamei meis, by touching a mace, and we'll see the specifics as we get into it. So that is today's mitzvah. Let's see some of these specifics. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalei Yikanis HaNazir LaOhel HaMace, that a nazir cannot go into an ohel of a mace, Shenemar Al Nevesh Mace Lo Yavo, that he cannot be in proximity of a mace within the same room. Misharshi Archakas HaTumah Mimakam HaKadosh, the distancing ourselves from Tumah. I've already written two places. Number one, in Shin Samach Beis, that was the first mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar. Check there, which we'll do in a second. V'hu Adin V'hu Atam Harchak Yesh HaKadosh Bimena. The same reason a Tumah person is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, which is what we discussed right at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. So too, that's the reason that a Nazir has to stay away. There's Kedusha involved, and Kedusha has to be away from Tumah. Ubetam Tumas Gufa Adam Emes Kasafti Gamkin. I also wrote when I spoke about the Kohanim in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel. Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel of the Sefer HaChinuch. Also, we're going to look at in a minute. But looking back, first of all, to the first one in Bamidbar, that was where this Mitzvah Zaseh was to send Tmeim outside of the Machane Shechina. The Sefer HaChinuch said there that there is a type of closing off of our intellect on a metaphysical level. Klomar, the Chinuch said there in Shin Samach Beis, Mayanos HaSeichel Mitamtimim Bituma, become closed off by Tuma. We can't be fully connected to God when we are in a state of Tuma. Alkein B'makam HaKadosh V'atarsh HaRuach Elokim Shamein Roy Lios Bohesh HaMeluch HaPlutuma. So in a place where spirituality is the center of attention and the focus, so I'm not allowed to be Tamei. That was then. So to here. If a Nazir is supposed to be, as we spoke about a little bit yesterday, in terms of being Kadosh versus a Chote, supposed to be connected to God in an extreme way, Tum is always associated with distance from God. Right? A mace, which is the ultimate in Tumah, the Tzelem Elokim is no longer here. There's a little less Tzelem Elokim in the world. I once heard a beautiful thought in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, and that is, in the days of old, they did what's called Kfiyas Hamita. In Avel, there were different types of minhagim that were done by, in Avel, Atifas HaRosh, having one's head covered, Chalitzas Kaseif, uncovering one's shoulder. These were all different types of minhagim. So the one of the types was Kfiyas Hamita, that they turned over the bed or just loosened the bed so it fell down. Some type, we're not exactly sure what types of beds they are, but they're in certain sources they say, and as a zecher to that, we cover the mirrors in a Beis HaAvel. And the question is, what's the connection between covering the mirrors and Kfiyas Hamita? So Soloveitchik explains that what was the Kfiyas Hamita, what was the message of doing something to the bed? Doing something to the bed was as a recognition that there's less Tzelem Elokim in the world. Once this person died, and every person is a Tzelem Elokim, there's less Elokim in the world. Where was this Tzelem Elokim created? In the bed. That's the symbol in the house of the creation, where a husband and wife are involved in the Puravu mitzvah. So that's why there's Kfiyas Hamita done by in a Beis HaAvel, as a recognition that there's less Tzelem Elokim. And that's exactly why looking in a mirror is celebrating Tzelem Elokim. We look in a mirror and we look at ourselves, and sometimes we make ourselves neat, right? And we focus on ourselves, so we cover the mirrors in a Beis HaAvel. And he even said there, I think if I remember correctly, that even all pictures, even though the Minhag HaOlam is to take out pictures, so he thought maybe you shouldn't have pictures in a Beis HaAvel, because pictures are also generating and making us think about Tzelem Elokim. But either way, that is a reflection that Misa symbolizes a distance from God. And that's why a Nazir, who is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trying to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to stay away from Misa. So that is what the first Chinuch that he quotes himself. The other mitzvah that we had in Reis Samakim, well, that was the first mitzvah in Parshas Emor, where he talks about the Isser of a Kohen Hedyot, but making himself Tamei for anyone other than his seven relatives. So that also is the same idea. The Kohanim are supposed to be closer to Hashem than anyone else. That's why they are distant. They have to distance themselves from Meis. And so too a Nazir in the same way. There's a fascinating Ha'ara that's made by the Shemin HaTov, Rabbi Weinberger, in the second volume of his set. Now I think there are six volumes now. The second volume, he talks about, if you look up, think about the structure of Sefer Bamidbar, it goes from the widest to the smallest group. We start off Sefer Bamidbar counting all of Klal Yisrael. Then we go into the Levium. We go into the families of Gershon, Kasim, Merari. And then we go into a little bit about Kohanim. Gezel Hager we speak about giving the matanas to the Kohanim. And after the Kohen, who comes? Bnei Yisrael, Shevet Levi, Kohen, Nazir. That's the build, that's the ultimate. That's what we've gone through. For Kohen, Achshav, Ba, Misha, Ola, Al-Gabeim, Dahainu, Ha-Nazir, Shenikra, Kadosh. The Kolachar, Mi-Yisrael, Yochal, Agil, Madrigas, Kadosh, Shedei, Kabbalah, Nazir. Anybody can do this. A Nazir is within one's power. Vihine, and he said, B'Kedushas a Nazir, you see that it's amazing that he's even higher than a Kohen Hedyo. You see that even in Halacha. Because a Nazir is similar to a Kohen Gadol, as we know, that we have just been talking about, that he cannot come in contact even with his seven relatives. Maybe we'll talk more about that in a couple of minutes if we have time. But now let's continue. Says the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. What are the halachas of this mitzvah? Mashamar Zechorin Lavracha. She'ein HaNazir Chayim Mishem Bia Ba'oel HaMeiz Ashi Karnisham Kulo. The Isser Da'oraisa of this pasuk, of Lo Yavo. Right, that's the Lashon of our pasuk. Because the rest of the pasuk says, the next pasuk, Alaviv Limo Lo Yitama. So Lo Yitama is more inclusive Lashon. Lo Yavo is because don't can't come in. That's why Chazal said that phrase is saying that you can't even go into an Olam Eis. So I only violate, another only violates the Isser Da'oraisa of going into an Olam Eis if his entire body goes in. if he's all in. The afap, even though shemi esha yachna sham chotma o etzbos raglav nitzba, even though, let's say I'm walking in, and what's the first part of a body that goes into a house? Either it's the fingers, because sometimes our hand is swinging, so our hand goes in first, if we would stop time every millisecond, or my nose. One of the two. So depending if my hand is swinging back or forth, but either the nose or the fingers go in first. Says the Chinuch, even at the moment that part of the Nazir's body goes into the house, he's already Tamei Meis, but the Isser of Tumas Ohel, of going into an Ohel Meis, only applies when he goes in his whole body. But the problem now the Chinuch has to explain is, when will I ever violate this Isser of Knisa L'Ohel Meis? Because, let's say a Nazir is already Tamei, and then he goes into an, he makes himself more Tamei, he doesn't violate if he's already Tamei. So the question is, how do you ever violate this? As you go in, the stop time, the second that you walked in, the first millisecond, you become Tamei Meis. So how would a person ever violate the Isser of Knisa L'Ohel Meis? He's already Tamei by the time he goes in. That's what the Chinuch describes now. Lefichach, Nazir, this is the only way that you violate today's Isser Daraisa. Nazir shenichnas labayis. Sha'ameis besocha b'shita tevo migdal. He goes into, he's transported in a box. He's inside some type of container when he goes into the house. Ubachaver, and all of a sudden his friend comes and rips off the cover. Uparagagateva may I love midaito, because he wanted to do this. So then he's going to get two malchus, because then at the same moment he's tamei mishum all the other tumas, and also ohel hameis the same time. Achad mishum lo yavav, achad mishum lo yitma. Shari achshav tuma ubia ba'in ka'achas. They could come at once. A regular going in will not violate today's Isser. It will only violate the next Isser, Shinayin Vav, because you will already be Tamei by the time you go in. That's what he says here. Another way to violate is, what about by accident? That's the only way you're going to violate on purpose. By accident, V'nazir shenichnas ba'ol ha'meis o ba'beis ha'kvaros b'shkaga, v'yachar shenodo lo shal l'sham. What about if a person went in by accident, and then he's told, there's a mason here. V'nazir goes into a house, they say, there's a mason here. So now, not leaving, he's going to violate both also. So that's a way, without going into this unusual case of going in a box, if somebody walks into a Nazir goes to visit somebody in a hospital, and then right when he's inside, they're like, oh, didn't you see? There was a sign outside, no Nazirim, no Kohanim allowed, right? And then he finds out, and he takes his time leaving. If he runs out right away, he doesn't violate anything. But if he then takes his time leaving, he stays with enough time to do a hishtachavaya, a couple of seconds, chayav malchus, he gets malchus in that case for this isser. Good, that is today's isser, so you violate in one of two somewhat unusual ways. This isser applies always, as we said, all the isser of Nazir apply to men and women, all time. Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz, we mentioned on a Daraisa level, Midrabanan, we said to come into Eretz Yisrael, but over 11 Nitzvah, but stud in Shamanu, Chayim Malkas, and if somebody violates in the ways that I've just described, either going in a box and then ripping it off, or going in by accident and then being told and not leaving, both of those get our Daraisa. It's fascinating, interesting, Ha'ara, the second case about the Shogeg, you're going to get Malkas for not leaving. That's called the Lav She'ish B'Maisa. The original Maisa that you did is good enough. You went in by accident. Even though the Isser here is only for not leaving, that's still called an Isser D'Oraisa, where you're going to get Malkus for a Lav She'ish B'Maisa. We find this a number of times. Just give one other example. And then, like Shatnez. Somebody wears Shatnez by accident. And they don't take off the Shatnez. So again, one could get Malkus for that, even though the Isser is not taking it off, because you did a Maisa. As long as there is a Maisa associated with your Avera, one could still get Malkus, even though, at the end of the day, the Avera is only violated by not doing something. Interesting case. A couple of other issues that relate to our mitzvah. We are talking about Tumas Ohel here. What's clear from the Halacha, and the second example that the Sefer HaChinuch gave, is that there are two ideas when it comes to Tumas Ohel. And Rav Gusman, in Kuntrasei Shiurim, in Bav Metzia, discusses this in a totally different context. He talks about, we know, from various Gemaras, in order for something to be Chayiv in Trumas HaMaisos, Midaraisa, you have to bring it straight through the front door. It's called Re'ias Pnei Abayis. It grows outside, you have to Gemar Malachi, make a pile of it, and take it through the front door. The Gemara in Brachas describes, if you take it through the roof, If you take it backwards, right, so you're not going to be chayev dari, right? You didn't have proper ri'yas p'nei abayis. It didn't go through the front door. What happens, though, if you have something growing in the house? That might not mean ri'yas p'nei abayis. That doesn't need ri'yas p'nei abayis. It's in the house. It's growing in the house. If it's growing in the house, so then you wouldn't need ri'yas p'nei abayis. Why not? Rav Gusman, he says, he compares it to our case of Tumas Ohel. And that is, there are two different halachas. There's going into an Ohel or being in an Ohel. Those are both included in the Yisr. Being in the Ohel, you might connect it to the original Maisa, but they're both true. He says, the Shnei halachas miyichadosein, haba el habayis da hatumahi mishum Maisa habia, ubaze eno tamei elakaderach biyaso. Going in. For example, he talks about, let's say I walk into an OL backwards. So that also, I might not become tummy right away. Right? My back goes in first. I might not become tummy until my whole body goes in. That's another way. The Chinuch didn't mention that one. There might be a third way to violate this Isser. If you go in backwards. Because that's not called a Maisa Knisa. But if you go in backward, once you're in, you're in. And that's number two. Kol asher bebayis da tumahi bevreisha nimsa bebayis. If you go below ma'isa bia, memela tami afilu nichnas shalo kederach bia. That's a third. You have to add that to the chinuch. A third way that you could violate possibly this house iser going into another going into bias sheyish bo meis could be if one goes in backwards. But says Rav Gusman, you see that's clearly true. There's the included in Tumas Ohel is both going in and being in. And then he compares it, Vachanami Yishlomar, Bru'iyas p'nei abayis, that tfuah shegadlo b'abayis, niskaim halach, there is p'nei abayis. Shefilo below my sachnasa, mikom makom hein b'abayis. You only putter if you bring it through the roof, because the Maisa Knisa was a problem. And there's a specific halacha, there has to be a Maisa Knisa there. Okay, so anyway, that is the Rav Gusman's Ha'ara, but it's a crucial one just to understand this chinuch. We find two other areas in halacha where Ohel comes up, or even Tumas Ohel comes up. The one that is well known and that we hold of is Saras. The halacha is that a mitzora, the Rambam writes beferish in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perek Yud, Hamitzora av miavas malachas. A mitzora, the person that saras, he is an avatoma. Mitame adam v'kelim bimaga v'klicheres ba'avir. If a mitzora touches me, I become tame. I become a rishon. If a mitzora puts his hand inside a earthenware vessel, the earthenware vessel becomes tame. Umitame adam b'masa. If a mitzora carries me, or I carry a mitzora. Umitame mishkav u'moshav. Afilu tachas even kizavu kizava. Fine, but then the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Beis, Chumra yisera yesh b'mitzora shehu metame bibi aso labayis bimbi mehechla bimbi mehesker. If a mitzora walks into a house, everything in the house becomes tame, even if the mitzora doesn't touch it. Ketzad nichlas labayis nitma kol asher babayis bein ba'adam bein mekelim avabishlo nogaben v'naso rishon latuma. A mitzora is an av. If I'm in the house when a mitzora walks in, I become a rishon. Tumas Ohel on a d'oraisa level applies to mace, like today's mitzvah, and applies to mitzora. Shneamar michus l'machaneh moshavo, mahu tamei, af moshavo tamei. So that is on a d'oraisa level. On a d'rabbana level, there's one more. There's one more, and that actually came up in today's dafyomi. There's an amazing shita, which we don't paskin like. An amazing shita of the Ravid. The Ravid, in all the way at the end of Tamid, the last column of the commentary of the Ravid on Maseches Tamid, quotes this from the Sefer HaMikzoos, who explains the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Pei Beis, today's Daf Yomi, says that according to Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Zarah is Tamei like a Nida. But Azara is Tamei like a Nida. It's not a Avodah Zarah really is just Aser to worship, but it's Aser Bahana'a. But it doesn't make me Tamei. If I touch an idol, it doesn't make me Tamei Daraisa. Me Darabana, it makes me Tamei. And he has his own sources. So says the Sefer HaMikzaos, I think that Avodah Zarah is not only Tamei Maga and Masa, but it's also Tamei Ohel, like Tamei Mace. Because there are sources that compare Nida to Mace, so a Avodah Zarah is Mitamei Ba'ohel, and so is a Nida. Mitami ba'ohel. And therefore he quotes, if somebody is in the ohel anida, they become tamei. And that's why he quotes that when a kohen whose wife is anida, he can't duchen. So he quotes this. Unbelievable. We're not paskin this way. But this is a third context where we find, on a drabbana level, the idea of tumas ohel, both by avodah zara and by nida, we don't pass in that way by Nida or by Avodah Zarah, but that is, just to be aware of, a Deya in the last column of the Ravid in his commentary on Meseches Tamid. Good. One other Ha'ara that is related to our Sugya, and that is, we mentioned the Sugya of Bia B'miksas. A little going in by a house already makes you Tamei. If a Nazir goes in, stop time. Only his hand went in. Only his nose went in. And then he leaves. What if he never goes in? He still violates. He still becomes Tamei. That's called Bia B'miksas. A partial going in. So that is an important Sugya, specifically when it comes to Kudshim. The Gemara talks about Bia B'miksas into an area of the Beis HaMikdash that I'm not allowed to go in. Let's say I'm not allowed to go into the Azara. And I'm standing at Shara Nikanor, and I stick my hand in. Right? So Bia B'miksas. Is that Shma Bia or not? The Gemara seems to say that is an Isser. It's as if you went in and you're going to get Malkus for that. Shma Bia. What about Harabayas? What about if somebody's not allowed to go on to Harabayas? And whoever that may be. Right? We spoke about in the first mitzvah, Shin Samach Beis, the beginning of Bamidbar, who's not allowed to go into Harabayas, who's not allowed to go into Azara, all the different Kedushos and the Machanas. So what happens, what about, the Gemara talks about Bia B'miksas by the Azara. What about Bia B'miksas by Harabayas? Why is that crucial? The Kotel. All the poskim. Number of years ago, but the post can still talk about it. Is one allowed to stick their hands into between the stones of the Kotel? Lomai Nafkamina, can you put a kvittel there? The minigol must be makel. But that we assume that the wall of the Kotel is the wall of Harabayas, not the wall of the Azara, like earlier Achronim thought, but we assume pretty clearly that it's the wall of the Harabayas. Can one stick their hands in and between the stones? That's assuming that the width of the stones also have Kedushas Harabayas and you can't stick your hands in. So there were some Achronim 100 years ago, the Maral Diskin and the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law and others, who said it's Aser. Bia b'miksa shma bia. But the Avnei Nezer, again, 1800s, early 1900s, has a Chuban Yeredeyasim in Tafnun, where he goes through the whole sugya, and he is Makel, for a number of reasons. He says number one, he says, even if you want to say, Bia B'miksa Shma Bia, that might be only by a doorway. If there's a doorway that you're supposed to go through, and you stick your hand in, that's called Bia B'miksas. But if there's a crack in the wall, who says that's by Bia B'miksas? Who says that would be a problem? Number one. Number two, you know there are differences between fingers and maybe other parts of your body. Right? We know that the Kohen, when he counts Kohanim, or when we counted hands, he didn't count heads. Because that's a different part of the body. So again, there are a number of reasons, Lahakel here, that he brings up. And he is Makel, and if you look in the new leak, it just came out. Shailos V'tshuvas Minchas Asher. Rav Asher Weiss, somebody just brought it to me on Erev Shabbos. So in Simin Zayin, Kdine Kosel Maravi, most of the discussion there is about the back of the Kotel area. The front of the area has the din of Beis HaKnesses. What's the status of the back area, which generally is not used for tefillah, except when it's packed there. On Hoshana Rabbah, on Shavuos, on Tisha B'Av, on those days it is used for tefillah. So it is a beautiful piece about what status that has in halacha. But at the beginning of that piece, he talks about our issue. Bia b'miksas shma bia or not. And he quotes the Avnei Nezer, he quotes others, and he quotes l'maisa kvar heyed Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, shemei olam lo nohagu baze iser, the minog olam sbi meko, the Yarachayim HaKadosh, already a couple hundred years ago, quotes the minog of putting kvitzlach into the kotel. Right, the school of putting little notes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the cult. But either way, that's another issue of context of Bia B'miksas, and that's related to our issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next time we'll talk about the other issues that come up with a Nazir becoming Tamei Meis, and we will talk about the relationship of the comparison between a Nazir and a Kohen. Hashem, we'll get to some of the differences between different types of Tumas Meis.